Chav Dalamad Aleph, not a Rubai Rehu Kichotzer Mutter. Omar Behuda Omar Avimi. Behusha Suyan eats tabloos. It's only true if the trees are set up in rows, they're set up orderly. So this way there's clearly room for people to walk underneath it and use the shade, etc. But the trees are planted haphazardly, so it's less usable. So that's not considered a mukif ladira the tashmish adam, because they're able to use it for shade. It's harder to use it for the shade. Even if they're not set up orderly in rows, it's still usable, and therefore it's considered. It doesn't take away the status of mukif ladira. Bar Yehuda ikla debay Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Chazonu lahanu doloy avidi eat tablos. We saw an orchard, I guess, which was not planted in orderly rows, and he said they were carrying it. Amalei lesaber lamar lahod davimi. Don't you hold of Havimi's halacha that you need to, that should be orderly? Hold like Rav Nachman that even if they're not these tablos, it's still mutter. Okay. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Karfif years from a base of Sayim, Shlahuk of Ladira. It was extended more than base of Sayim. It wasn't planted, it wasn't enclosed for Dira purposes. So Ketzet Hu Oysa. So what can he do to make it Huk of Ladira? So the Mor is going to say later on, even if he adds a Dira now, it doesn't help because it wasn't Huk of Ladira when he enclosed it. It wasn't for deer purposes. Even if he's going to now make it connected to a house or something of that sort where there's a deer connection, it won't help. So what's the solution? So Peretz by Pirtza Yosemi Eser Vigardroi Umamido Al Eser. He opens an area which is more than 10, sets a Pirtza in the wall, and then he closes it up down to less than 10, which is then only a Pesach. The wall is now functioning, and this wall has now been hukaf ladira umotur. That is sufficient. Okay, and the more he says, "Iboy luhu poritz ama vegader ama uporitz ama vegader regotra." Actually, shlima leyosemi esther mahu. So he breaks an ama and then he rebuilds it. A second one he rebuilds. He doesn't want to leave it wide open. An arm at a time, and each arm after he does it, he builds it up again, encloses it again, and eventually you get to a total of more than 10. So there's 10, more than 10 new amas over here. So this
more than 10 new amas?
Right. So there's there is more than 10 amas which were built after you have the dira attached. So it's hooked for the dira for these more than 10 amas. But there's never a moment where there was an opening of 11 amas to break the status of a wall. So what's the halacha? Says the Mor Shaila. Amar Lei. The Mor doesn't say who's talking. We'll see later on. Okay, we'll see. Amalei lav haino ditnan. Isn't that the Mishnah which we learned? It's Mishnah Meseches Kelim. Called Kli Balei Batim. We have this Meseches Shabbos. Shiurin Kirimoinim. That for the when you break open the Kli, the size of a Rimoin, it's no longer Mekabel Tumah. Up to that point in time, a Baal Bayis will. If it doesn't hold smaller items, he'll use it to hold larger items. So he can be miyachidit for the purpose of reminding him, and it'll be mekabel tumah.
Doesn't hold smaller items.
boy Chizkia, Nikiv Kemoti Zayas, Ustomoi, Vesosmoi, the Chazav Nikiv Kemoti Zayas, Vesosmoi, Acha Hishlimoi, Lemoti Rima, Mahu. So the opening, which little openings one at a time were opened, and then he closed them up, and next to it, it broke open again. Eventually, the total new area of the kli, which he's enclosed, is the size of a kamotirima. It didn't happen at one time. So is that tor or not? So this is the question which they asked. This is Chizkiah's question. V'amalei Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said back to Chizkiah, Rebbe, Shani Solano Sandal, he told us a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah also Masechta Tehillim. Sandal Shanipsuka Achas Mi Oznov. So the Oznov is like the tongue, which is used to where you wrap the Ritzuas of the sandal. Sandal goes up the leg. They're like tongues which come forward, which the Ritzuas come out of, and then you wrap the Ritzuas around these tongues. So there's two, one on each side. So you had a sandal which is tummy medris. A zov had stepped in it or stepped on it, and now it's tummy medris. And now one of the oznov was broken. The tikna is tummy medris. It remains tummy medris. Nipsika shniya the tikna. If you now the second one is it tears. You fix it. So Tarmina Medris. This is not the same kli anymore, so it's no longer with Tamei Medris. However, Abel Tamei Maga Medris, it is Tamei Maga Medris. Because it is as if it touched itself. So if it was Tamei Medris before, now it's Tamei Maga Medris. Bamarta alon, you said regard to this Mishnah. Maishna Rishana the Hokaima Shniya Nami Hokaima Rishana. When the first one tears, you say it's not tor, because the mice it's a function, as long as one oizen has remained, it's a functioning clean. To the extent that it's not bottled from being a kli, and it's still tummy. Well, when the second one tears, and the first one has been fixed already, you added a replacement there, and you fixed it. So it's also functioning kli. So why does it become tor? It never became a dysfunctional item. And if the definition of dysfunctional of tahara is because when it becomes dysfunctional, it loses the status of a kli, that never happened. So what's the difference? Shnei Nami Hokaima Rishon, but Marta Lon Allah. You said in regards to this question, Panim Chadoshes Bo Lekam. But that is true. But since at this point in time, both of those Nayim are new, and they were not there at the time of Medrash, so this is not the same Kli, which was Makabel Tumas Medrash originally. It's in the wider. So even though there was never a point in time where it became dysfunctional, that doesn't take away the fact that we have a new item, and therefore it's not Matame Medrash. So Zatan Mora Hachinami Panim Hadoshes Bo Lekat. So over here, regards to our wall, there are now 11 amas of adjacent to each other of a new wall. So that means that this wall. An amount which is necessary to make it Mukhav Ladira was done as a state of Mukhav Ladira, so that's a new wall. So if it's a new wall, and it would be considered Mukhav Ladira. Morris says, Kariyale, now, Pasha the Karele is going on Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizki said about Rabbi Yochanan, so but the flow, the more it seems to apply it over here, seems to be that they got involved in this case also. Currently, Chizki said in regards to Rabbi Yochanan, less dain bar inish, this person is not worldly, he's, it was such a good pshat, it was like out of this world. Ikadamri, some say that he said the following compliment, Kagoin dain bar nash, ah, that's a true human being. That's what they're supposed to look like. So, either way, he gave a compliment. Okay. Let's see Rashi. About halfway down the page, he blows. So, in Shura Shuras, you plant the trees in the saplings in order. And all the Shevisham, it's comfortable to sit there. Or says that he arrived the Beirav Hona, but yes, in Beis Asayim Haba, there was an area more than Beis Asayim Haba, Hukatira, Minita Achari came. So there's our case. There was more than Beis Asayim Haba, and then he planted it. They said, even though it's not eat the blows, it's fine. Karfi Yosef Beis Asayim Shal Hukatira. Achari came Bona Esla Dira. Now you built a Dira next to the Karfi. Minu Kaman Hukav Shalol Dira, Ubusayf Pasakoi Pesach. Dira is based. Mahani, if it wasn't Tukav the Dira and you added an access to a Dira, now it's functioning for a Dira, doesn't help because the moment of Hekif, the Hekif wasn't built for Dira purposes. So in that scenario, Ketzit Hawaii, what do you do? So, Peretz Lepiritza Yosemi Yasser. You make an opening word and send the Havi Kamishain by Machitza, because that removes the status of a Machitza because there's a Piritza in it. Then you close that off. You close it down to the size of 10, which is a Havi Kepesa, which is then considered a Pesa. It comes out. Now it comes out. This deer, which you added to the area, the house, or whatever it is, now it was hookah for that purpose of that deer, which had been open to it. The loyal and being in Shigdar Yosemi Eser Amos. And the area has to be more than 10, which is open. Departs Eser Levad Vigadra. If you only opened up 10 and then close it up again. it's not considered that was a heck of a dira. Why? Ela Kamisha also Pesach. That is Lo'elam Havi Pesach. All it was you opened the doorway. So that's not Hekev, that's opening, it's not closing. Now the question was Poritzam, Eitzel Stima. There was a closed area. You opened up an Amma's worth. Regodro. Close that. Void Poritzam, Eitzel Stima's Amma Chadosh. Then right next to that, new Amma, you open up the next Amma with Gadra. Well, the parts you had Amas Ke'echot, he didn't open up the 10 Amas, really means more than 10 Amas, at one time. Well, Gadra Eser Amas with Basachas, he didn't close up that area at one time. Amat, Hoyaparitz, regarded Miyad, you do a little bit and close it. Achasim, Yasim, Yasir, until he got to the point of more than 10 had been now changed. Me and Rinan came into the parts, Yud Rabas Achas, Lagod Rabas Achas, or Havi Hekif, Bizar the Shem Dira. So you never had an opening which broke, took away its status of a Hekif. You never enclosed it for the purpose of Dira. So it's not called Hekif, the Shem Dira. Oidoma, came into Hashtra Mia, Havi Achidish, Shal Hekif, Yersimi Esser. Now, there's a new area of more than 10 which has been enclosed after the Dira. So Choshev Hekev Lashem Dira. So do you need the pier? So you just need the new wall. So he connected it to the case of Kopa Kli Balibatim Gabi Kliates Nina Lovim Sethis Kenan, referring to Kliates. So Shiur Nekirin Banim the Tarmat Tumosin, if it has a hole the size of that it will let a Riman out, Riemann would fall out, that's considered Tor. So if the hole is less than that, you're not going to throw you're not use the kli. So shirin kirmana means nikiv kometz riman tor. It means that not that the amount that it holds is a riman. That's not because the simple we're reading is kol kibalei batim shirin kirmana. The shear is like a riman. It's not discussing how much it holds. It's discussing how much it lets out. So what would be if it was a kizayas, and he fixed that, caused it with nikav etzel estima, then right next to that, where the estima was, another kizayas, v'tikna. So what's the lochus? So he compared it to the case of the sandal, which one of those nayim tore, and he fixed it. So it's Tommy Medrus. The reason why it's Tommy Medrus is not because you fixed it. Tommy Medrus is because that's not considered a breakage in the kli, a breaking of the kli to the point that it's torn. But to hold it like a ticket, the rabusa. The chiddush is that even though you fixed the first one, now when the second one tears and you fix it, it's still torn. The kiddush of the second one, that this is shniyah v'tikna is torn in a medrash, that would be obvious. So torn in a medrash, the suli havi kli, when the second one tears, it's not a kli anymore. But the chaz of the medrash from the tamei su adam mikelim, no longer has a status of a medrash to be made. But it is tame of a klihu, but it is a kli because of the tashma shachrina. But I am tumas maga medrus alok. It's considered maga medrus. Rashi says, what's the maga medrus? Shebishas prishosai min oizen. He has the word shebishas prishosai min oizen shadayin. Hoya medris the tamei kelim kibul tuma me obiv habirishal tuma matamei oichlan amashri. So someone who touches medris is considered a rishon, and therefore a rishon cannot make a person tamei, cannot make a kelim tamei, can make oichlan amashkim tamei. So as this is happening, that it's as the oizen is tearing off, the oizen represents the kli, which is tamei medrus. As it's tearing off, the new kli which remains, which is ozenless, the second ozenless, touched the oizen, which represented the kli, which is tamei medrus, at the time of the as they came apart. So shas prisosai, it touched the medrash, therefore it's a tall tamei maga medrash. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. So he said, what's the pshat? Each one, by the time he got to the second one, the first one was fixed. The answer is, panim chadoshos, ein oznaim halolu mimenu. Wasn't the original oznaim. And after you fixed it, it wasn't used by a zov right now, so it wasn't the tamei medrash now. I mean, to marishana tiharu. Shrein zeh sandal rishon. This is not the same sandal. It has two new oznayim, which means it's not. That was a bitzel kli. Let's say barnash el malach. This is not earthly. This is like a malach. Kegoyin dein barnash adam gadol. This is what a person's supposed to be like. This is an adam gadol. Okay. Okay. So the Amr of Kahana, the Chaba Shachari Habatim. We have the Chaba, which is not in front of the house, but behind the house, as opposed to the Chatzah, which is in front of the house. And there was no access from the house to the Chaba, so it was for storage. But to get there, you'd have to go around. So that's not called Hukav Ladira, and Metaltim Boyal Bedalad Amis. You have a limit, you only carry Dalai Lamas. if in the case where it's more than the basis of Zayim, it's not called Hukkah Vadira, you can only carry Dalanam. It's like a caramel. Amar Rav Nachman. In Pasach Loi Pesach, Mutra L'Taltza B'Kuloi. Because Pesach Matiroi, if there's access from the house to the Rechavu, then it is considered a Hukkah Vadira. But B'Loi Amaran, Elisha Pasach L'Basai Hukkah. The house, the opening of the doorway, the access from the house to the Rechavu was there before the enclosure. So if all you're telling me is a case where you first made access and then you enclosed it, it's called Hukav Dira. What's the chiddush in that? I mean, that's pretty obvious. You had a rechava, you made an access point to it, which means you're indicating you want to use it. And then you closed it, so it's a hook of the same diru. Our answer is, let's see, the East Bay, Bay Dori. There was a threshing floor there, a threshing area. Maratema adaited the Bay Dori Avde, Kamash Malon. That the doorway that he made wasn't to use to access the Rechavo. Was used to get to the threshing area. Okay. So therefore, I would think that that's not going to be mat to the Rechavah, because that wasn't what his intention was to be mat. I would think his intention wasn't to enclose the Rechavah, it was more just to get an access way to the Beit Dori. So the Pesach is not a Pesach for the purpose of access. It's even though the Hekif was made after the Pesach, but there was no Pesach vis-a-vis Dira purposes. That's the Havamim.
I'm sorry, how was the Hekif made after the opening?
Rav Nachman says the case is going to be that you first made an access and then you close the area.
That's a complete rewrite of the original case.
What?
Correct. He's saying that this halacha was only the case where the hekif was done second. Right.
The hekif was what?
I mean, if we would have written the Gemara, we would have written this piece of Gemara before this piece of Gemara about what do you do in case of what didn't happen like that, so you could be parrot scattered, right? Yeah. And Rashi points out, like the Mercy said later on, that it has to be, there's an order how it has to be done. There's no access. It's enclosed not for dira purposes. If the area was more than Mesasayim, so you have a limit of 4 hours. You pass on the Pesach in a bayis. It's mutter. But Rav Nachman says it's only if the order was Pesach and then Hekif. Versus Shita, if that's the case, the Pesach of Seif Hukav Shori Shori Hukav L'Shem Pesach, that the Hekav was done for the Pesach, which means for the deer purpose, for the access purposes. Versus Lotzirah Dis Bei Dori Garen Acher Habayis Kadam Hekav for Rechav. There was this garen there behind the house. So Matema Adaita the Bei Dori Paske Vlam Adaita the Lahakiv Shom Rechav. His goal wasn't to make the door, the access, to allow him to now use the Rechava and close the Rechava. It was done for the purpose of getting to the main door.
You have to have Kavana to make a
Pesach. Well, when we're saying it's Hukav Hashem Dira, it means your goal is that it'll become functional for purposes of the home. If that's not my goal, so it's not Hukav Hashem Dira. So, it comes down, you have some type of Kavana issue. And it's a practical issue. What was the purpose? The primary purpose of this access. I mean, you might say, well, once he has the doorway there and he has the Midori there and there's a closed area, he might as well take some garbage and put it out in the backyard. But that wasn't his goal. So it wasn't hooker for the shame deer. It wasn't closed for to allow it to function to help you in your living space.
you have to enclose it for a residential purpose. Right. But after you do so, sure, convert it to a non-residential purpose, planting case itself, then you can't carry the later reverse that.
You have to start over again. Yeah, once you made it not hook up the same deer, so you need to break the wall and start over. You know, you get back to that same problem.
But what's the Kamash Malan here? I mean, is the Kamash Malan that you don't need das, or the Kamash Malan is a?
I understand it means the secondary purpose is sufficient. Because right, it probably is a secondary purpose for that purpose.
So in other words, this is a guy who had maybe das for both. Maybe the threshing was the first, but
right,
still.
Okay. So the Markarfev ears to my base of Sayim, Shahukab Ladira. So a good case, it was Hukab Ladira, more the base of Sayim, Menismala Mayim, and now water came in. So what's the loch? Subarabodan the Mamrik Kizroyim Domova Osra. The Tamidim and the base of Medrash said, oh, that's like Zeroyim now. It's an area which you can't access. And therefore it's going to be Osra.
Even if it was grove? Or?
Well, you're going to have this problem of, you know, it's now, if you assume it's like Zeroyim, so that area becomes like a Gina. So it's totally poured through Mokham Asula. So Amaluhu Rav Abba, and the gears over here is Achua the Rav Bray the Rav Masharshia. Rav Abba, the brother of Rav Bray the Masharshia, they probably had different fathers. Or certainly he was a well known person, so this is his brother. Achirmina Mishmei the Rav Mayim Kinatoyim Dom Bashor. Water is like planting of trees. It has a human function. You can use the water. So Amar Meimra Vahu the Chazan Tashmish, talking about water which is roy to drink. So that becomes, it has a human function. You'll use it to draw the water to drink. So that can't, it's not Mavata Lehek of Hashem Dira. But if it's not roy to drink, so then it's not like Natia, it's like Zariah, and it's a problem. Amar Vashi. The Chazon Tashmish to Nami learn more in Elo the Shein Ba'omka Yosim Mebeis Sasayim. Abu Meish Ba'omka Yosim Mebeis Sasayim Osir. I'll explain that in a second. Let's finish off the line. Vela Milsehi Midi the Havi Akari the Peri. So he argued in the area which is deep, which is 10 Tvachim deep, which means it's like a different Rishos. Because water which is less than 10 Tvachim deep is basically, we said before, the head and Shabbos, you wade through it, etc. So it's not really a bit of anything. But the area which is more than 10 Tvachim deep, if that area covered an area more than Beis Hasayim, so even though it's Chazal Tashmish, you get the status of its own area, and then you're going to have a problem of that's Osir, and therefore the whole thing is Osir. But that's not true. It would be equivalent in Halacha of if a person would build, place a pile, a kree of Paris, in his culture, or his heck of his carpet, which is hooked up with the same dira, which covered an area more than the base of Sayim. They unloaded a truckload of grain there. That's not a bitul. You're going to use it. You'll go through the, so you'll go through the water, eventually use all of the water. You will not wade through the water. I mean, you'll allow yourself to use all of that water. So that's not a bitul in the heck of the Shem Dira. That's what Rashi for tomorrow.